Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was an announcement yesterday. Said that the Taliban and the Afghan leaders, the previous non-Taliban leaders, but they're Afghans, have reached a, quote, consensus, end quote, on governing. Well, that's terrific. Have they a consensus? Okay. What is that consensus? The Taliban supreme leader is a guy named Habibullah Akhundzada. And you will not remember it. I probably won't remember it, but I'll know where to get hold of it. Habibullah Akhundzada is the main guy. Supreme Taliban religious leader, same main guy. The face of the Taliban, the one that you've occasionally seen on TV who can speak English and all that, is Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. Abdul Ghani Baradar is a terrorist who was imprisoned along with 5,000 other Taliban and ISIS. In my view, they should have been executed. The Afghan government had him in prison. Donald Trump said release them. Donald Trump said release Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. Remember? To show, quote, good faith, end quote, to the Taliban. Well, the Taliban have no good faith. They chuckled. They said, thank you. This was at the negotiations in Vienna where Trump recognized the Taliban. You know, Wisco Paul before was saying that people are beating up on Biden on the withdrawal, and there are things that could and should have been done differently. But you got to remember something. Trump recognized the Taliban, said we'd be out by May 1st, said release to the Afghan government 5,000 terrorists, and legitimized the Taliban and brought them to Vienna. Vienna, Austria. Stayed in a good hotel, had themselves a good time, chuckled as Trump groveled in front of them. That's the mess that Biden had to clean up. I have no sympathy for Biden. He knew he had to clean up a mess. He was elected to clean up a mess, so clean it up. Rely more heavily on your military advisors. But that's another story. So the public face of the Taliban will be the terrorist released by Trump, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar. Okay. He's in charge of daily functioning of the government. Good luck. The EU, the European Union, has pledged $355,000. That's a little over $355 million, a little over 300 million euros to resettle 30,000 Afghan refugees. That's fine. They should not be resettled in Europe or the United States or Canada. They will simply bring with them the jihadist meme. And the fact of the matter is, even if momentarily they don't do something to act on it, eventually they will. These are not interpreters. These are not people who sided with us necessarily. They should be resettled in Islamic countries in a culture that they like. Remember that one Afghan interpreter who said, well, most people in Afghanistan look on the Taliban as the lesser of two evils compared to the United States. That's fine. They should not be in the United States or in Europe or in Canada. Then how do you run the airport in Kabul? Remember something. The Taliban are essentially a Nazi motorcycle gang, except they ride donkeys and mules. They will kill anybody who they think is an apostate, and they will kill anybody who's a different ethnicity. And remember something else. They're not Arabs, okay, in Afghanistan. They're all sorts of different ethnicities, Pashtun, all sorts of things. And you may not know what they are, and I may not know what they are, but that's the deal. So first of all, any guards over there have got to be from Islamic countries, or they will be killed. Nobody from any country that practices Christianity will have a chance over there. Secondly, they can't be Shiites because Sunnis will kill Shiites. So Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R, I like to say Qatar. Everybody says Qatar. Okay, I'll defer to that. Qatar, or as Bernie Sanders says, Qatar, which I like quite a bit, Qatar. Refer to it as Qatar. They have offered to run the airport. They're Sunni Muslims. They're Arabs, that's the problem, because there aren't a lot of Arabs in Afghanistan other than Al-Qaeda. Some of the terrorists snuck in there, and they apparently mollycoddled them. But there is a wrinkle. What's the wrinkle? How could there possibly be a wrinkle? Very easily there could possibly be a wrinkle. Qatar said, well, you know, look, I mean, we'll send in our air traffic controllers, we'll send in our people, but we got to have security. You know, you have to have the equivalent of the American TSA screening passengers. You have to security among the perimeters, or we're going to have ISIS-K out of Pakistan. We're going to have Al-Qaeda, and we're going to have, frankly, you guys, the Taliban, sneaking in and putting bombs on airplanes and shooting people and all that. So we need security, so we're going to bring some security. You know what the Taliban said? No, no way. We will provide security. We'll provide the kind of security we provided when we said to the Americans, we'll guard the perimeter, and then we deliberately let through an ISIS-K suicide bomber to kill 13 Americans, take one last lick at the Americans. And then, now, of course, they're doing triumphalist parades, flying around. They did a mock funeral for the 13, and laughed at it, for the 13 dead soldiers. At some point, you just got to give them a good tickling, bomb them, except that we don't want to get back into war. We don't want this in the United States. We don't want it in Europe. We don't want it in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in Western civilization. So what's going to happen? You can't run a modern country without an airport. If you can't fly in supplies, if you can't fly in food, if you can't do any rudimentary trade, we're not interested in buying their opium, but they're going to have other kinds of exports, rare earth metals, that kind of thing, lithium. We could have that. That ain't going to happen if the Taliban provides the security at the airport. What's going to happen is ISIS-K is going to come in out of Pakistan and kill people. So stand by, okay? Stand by. The head guy, Habibullah Akhundzada, he's not a politician, really. He's a religious politician. He's not running this. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar is running it, released from prison by Trump. At some point, they got to wake up and say, okay, we'll let Qatar or Turkey or some Islamic state come in, Sunni Muslims. Okay, they're not the same ethnicity as we are, but we will forego the right to kill them, and they can run the security. If that does not happen, that is going to be a security nightmare. And the only way we're going to get food is to airlift it in, like we've done in parts of Africa where it's too dangerous to land in the past. And you just parachute it in, and everybody runs at it and knifes each other and shoots each other. And the Taliban at some point has got to say, okay, we'll distribute that aid. We'll steal a lot of it, of course, and we'll abuse people. Of course, that's our nature, but we'll at least people eat something. Let them eat something. So that's the mess it is. That is the absolute mess it is. And the fact is, maybe there's this coalition government with the regular Afghan government before that'll have some common sense. I doubt it. Maybe it will. Maybe they'll finally get the idea, hey, if people start to starve, they're going to rise up and kill the Taliban. A lot of them hate the Taliban. But overall, they love their own culture more than they love permitting anybody else to come in, even in a rudimentary basis, and help them. And we're going to stand by. We're going to see what happens. China has a border with Afghanistan. Iran has a border with Afghanistan. Chinese have been killed because they're a different ethnicity and religion. Iranians have been killed. They're Shiites. Shiites have been murdered routinely in Afghanistan. To the north, Russia has a border through Tajikistan, which had been part of the Soviet Union. All of them are mighty nervous, mighty, mighty nervous, because they know their guys are going to get killed. And they talk a good game. They were all terrified when the U.S. pulled out. Okay, now you can inherit the whirlwind. You reap the wind, you inherit the whirlwind. And that is what is going to happen. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.